96.9 FM. This is KVOE News at 7:05.
Fair skies, 19 degrees, a wind chill of plus 5 here at the KVOE studios. Good morning once again, everyone. From inside the 24-hour KVOE newsroom, I'm Tegan Trahoon. Taking a closer look at your local forecast. Today, snow is likely mainly after 5 p.m. with increasing clouds, a high of 35, chance of precipitation 60%. Tonight, snow likely mainly before midnight, low of 23, chance of precipitation 80%. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high of 31. More on the impending snowfall here in just a moment. Our full weather forecast from TV 13 meteorologist Doug Myers is coming up. Well, as you just heard, another round of winter weather is on its way to the KVOA listening area, but it will be significantly less impactful than what we saw just a few short days ago. That's according to National Weather Service meteorologist John Wojnik, who says the Emporia area can expect 1 to 2 inches of snowfall between this afternoon and tomorrow morning. Now, as we've reported throughout the last few days, the road conditions have improved significantly, both in the county here and in the city of Emporia, but it is possible we could see some more impacts with this snowfall coming in to shed a little bit more light on that situation. We welcome in now to the morning show Emporia Public Works Director Dean Grant. Dean, thanks for joining us here this morning.
Morning, Dean.
Good morning.
How are things on this, we can safely say warmer Thursday?
It is a warmer day. So hopefully we get a little bit more help from the warmer temperatures and some sunshine. So.
Well, it certainly appeared, at least on my way home last evening, around 5 o'clock, that there was significant improvements, it seemed like, on specifically the primary roads here in the city of Emporia. Is that what you're seeing now, Dean?
Yes, sir. That we are seeing a lot more melt going on. We're getting a lot of this slush, which is helping activate the salt. And just continues to help the melting process.
Dean, in terms of the ice situation, which we've heard from a lot of people, that was the big issue, was that thick sheet of ice that impacted the area Saturday. Has that become less of an issue for clearing as of right now, or is that still kind of a battle you're waging?
Well, that's still, of course, the first layer. So anywhere where we haven't gotten down to pavement, there's still going to be that layer of ice. And of course, you know, temperatures are dropping down in the evening, and refreezing some of the slush. So there's still some concern about the ice.
With the snowfall that's coming in, I mean, granted, it is significantly less than what we saw on Sunday with the 5+ inches, but still 1 to 2 more inches of snowfall that could stick there. Are you expecting that could set back any of the work that you've done the last few days or any of the progress that you've seen?
It's going to be hard to tell. I don't necessarily think that it will. One of the things that hurt us, aside from the ice, coming down first on Saturday and then getting the amount of snow that we got, we also had a lot of wind that made it almost impossible to clear some of the roads. It caused drifts in some places that are a little harder to melt just because they don't, get a lot of sunlight. So I think that all those factors kind of caused a few more issues for us than just receiving, some snow. So,
again, Emporia Public Works Director Dean Grant joining us on our KVOE 705 news here this morning. Dean, so what's the process now? Are you plowing or plowing and treating? What's in store today?
So we've been out plowing every day. We also treat. Especially if we, move the treatment off, we've got to put something back. Otherwise, it doesn't matter how much sun there is and how much traffic, the snow's not going to melt. So as we plow, we're still retreating the roads. We use a magnesium chloride coated sodium chloride salt to treat so that we can get a more effective range down in some of the colder temperatures. It's been working. It'll continue to work. The kind of the good thing too with getting the snow now that we're starting to get this slush is it'll be a little bit harder for it to really set on the ground and pack in as cars drive over it. It'll land on on a wetter surface, so that already has that salt in it. So
Dean, with that still in mind, though, I know that it's really hard to go out and start clearing or treating when the snowfall is actually happening. So will we see the same level of plowing or treating here between the afternoon hours into the morning hours tomorrow, given that that's when the snowfall is forecasted to be falling?
Well, we'll be out today, and then we'll watch the forecast, and then we'll just kind of see, what's happening during the event. If we start to get some significant accumulation, then we'll be back out during the storm. Otherwise, we'll try to wait until it ends so that we can make the passes, get the snow cleared from the roadways so that, schools can stay open and businesses can stay open.
So any big difference between the light and fluffy snow or a heavy and wet snow, Dean? What would you prefer?
Well, so I'd probably prefer the wetter, heavier snow just because there's some moisture that hasn't froze, and that moisture can help activate the salt. When it's light and fluffy, that's because it's so cold that all the moisture has frozen, right?
Okay.
And so without any moisture, the salt just doesn't activate. I'd prefer the heavy. The heavy snow.
I was expecting you to say none, but we'll take what we can get, I suppose.
Right now, I would take none, but it doesn't look like that's going to be the case. So
fair enough.
Well, Dean, thanks to all you and your team are doing good work.
Yeah.
Thank y'all.
Thank you, Dean. And again, as Dean had mentioned, they will be out continuing to treat roadways, which again.